Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do this!
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And Yelich in the air to right field. Got a chance to go. Polanco at the wall. He leaps. It's gone. Christian Yelich on his bobblehead day. Gives them what they came to see. Birdie hits the slide. And Yelich has number 24 on the year.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. That from Fox Sports Wisconsin. That from yesterday as the Brewers take down the Pirates 5-2. Yelich with number 24, and then Moose homered again, which is becoming a trend. Yelich homers, Moose homers, Brewers win. They win 5-2 over the Pirates. It's their first three-game sweep of Pittsburgh since September of 2016. They've now won six of their last eight. They've won nine of their last 13. Good morning, I'm Bart. That's Chuck.
And 10 games over the 500 mark for the first time this season and remain in that first-place tie with the Cubs, who swept their series with St. Louis, too.
So, for me, I'm telling you right now, it's getting frustrating to ever dare criticize this team, because every time I do, they go out and win. And they're like, okay, I'm happy the Brewers won over the weekend. I really, truly am. But it's like, they keep doing it without having to do the things that I think they need to do. Mm-hmm. And for years, I've thought they've needed a lockdown starting pitcher, an ace. I think that would be helpful on this team. And then some of the moves I've questioned. I wasn't entirely thrilled about the Moustakas signing at first, because I thought they were going to move Shaw back to second. I didn't want that. Moose has been a godsend.
Yeah, I wanted Moose to a long-term contract the second they traded for him on a Friday night last year. And I wanted that. I've loved Moose. I just could never understand why Moose, nobody else wanted the guy. I mean, Kansas City ended up signing for a $6 million deal when he hit the free agent market. He re-signed with them. And then, here, nobody wanted him in the offseason. Last second, the Brewers come back with an offer, and they sign him. You would think that if Moose keeps us up, he's got to be due for a big payday in the offseason.
From somebody.
What does he got to prove, man?
He can't be playing one-year deals his whole life.
What has he got to prove?
Not much. When they signed him, it was one of my famously bad nights on Twitter. I'm at Wingstings. Chuck's at Chuck Freeman.
It was a Friday night. Oh, wait,
this time around.
Yeah.
When they signed him this time around, last year the trade, this time the signing, I said, oh, Brewers fan, everyone was so excited. I said, oh, you're just excited because you get to go Moose.
Yeah.
And then a couple people are like, Bart, he's going to, in Miller Park with a full season, dude's going to hit 35, 40 home runs. And I said, no way. What I did then was draft him in a bunch of fantasy leagues, so I am profiting off of this. But I was, hesitant because I didn't want to see Shaw move, as I said. Shaw has been, not even a part of the Moose equation. Doesn't matter if he plays second. Doesn't matter if Moustakas plays third. You can try to look at the numbers and say, oh, he's better at this. He's really not. He just, wherever he plays, he hits home runs, and he's been a huge part of this team. And without Christian Yelich, he would be the MVP on this team. But all last week, it was anger that, Shaw got brought back up and Keston Hiris sent down. And then Craig Kimbrell signs with the rival Cubs, and some people are mad about that. And I'm not too happy about it. Dallas Keuchel then goes to the Braves, and that one didn't maybe stir the people up as much. But still, it's another guy that could have helped your team that's signing in the National League. And despite that, despite everybody that called last week, despite everybody that tweeted, despite everything that I, I guess wasted my time saying, the Brewers go out, and every time that they get criticized, they go out and win again. Now, they haven't won anything. They got to Game 7 of the NLCS. They're in first place right now, but it does seem like every time, at least that I criticize them, they go out and just, they win.
But at the end of the
day, they do it their way.
At the end of the day, we'll find out, like you said, in October, if it comes back to bite them at all.
Well, that's
the ultimate. You know, I mean, you can go around playing great baseball like they're doing right now, sweeping the Pirates. We'll see. I mean, we'll see on all this stuff. But, I mean, so far, so good. I mean, they'll be 37-27 at this point, 10 over 500. I think they're two games off the pace of from last year. I think they're 12 over at this point a year ago. But things look well. I mean, the Cubs continue to win down there, too. But, I mean, the Brewers went out there this weekend and just played really good baseball. Got down 2-0 and then came back. And Moose off a tough left-hander, Liriano, who's been really, I think he was 3 of 21 against Liriano. And took him deep. I mean, that ball, I mean, obviously went off the car out there, but he got all. That was a no-doubter. But it was a great day to be at the ballpark. I was out there yesterday. Roof was closed. I was a little disappointed to see the roof closed because it, you know, was a 68-degree day. You know, then later on, the rain moved in. And you can kind of understand why then, I guess. But
well, yeah. if there's any green on the radar in the state of Wisconsin, they keep it
yeah,
closed.
Yeah, see, I would be okay if they kept it open, and then if the rain came, then close it, and then open it back up again. You know, I thought that's, but now it seems like they close it if they even feel like rain is coming within 2 hours. They close it because they don't want to open it up and close it and open it up again. But, you know, nonetheless.
Yeah, this ain't 2001 no more.
Yeah. They did it in 2001?
Well, when they would do it after the game.
Play Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, this was a great weekend, man. They won, and, you know, you look at their record, 38-28, and you know, there's still some guys in this team who can do better. Shaw was not in the lineup yesterday. He faced in the left-hander. Shaw did not bat. He's batting about .250 since he's come back the second time. Not great, but you know, Council said, I think before the game yesterday, that he's putting in good at-bats and all that, but was not in there against a left-hander.
I think when I say that it makes me mad when they do well after I criticize, it's because I still think that they're playing with fire here. And as we know, that can burn you at any time.
That's according to Fifey.
I still think they need a closer,
yeah,
or another bullpen arm. I still think they need another starter. And when they do this, when they get criticized for not making moves, and then the next few games, you know, everybody that says in Stearns we trust, in Stearns we trust, and they go out, and Brandon Woodruff has a wonderful performance with 10 strikeouts on Friday. Chase Anderson gives up a home run, but then settles down, has a good performance. Oh, you want bullpen? How about Adrian Hauser, who is suddenly a very good reliever in this bullpen? How about another good outing from Jeremy Jeffress, who seems to be back? How about Josh Hader with save number 15?
And our boy Claudio is starting to do better, too.
And Claudio's doing better. So I'm so happy that these guys are stepping up, but I still think that if you celebrate the short-term success, you're going to be missing out on the long-term. I want this team to win a championship, or the Bucks, or the Packers. I'm getting like, I'm at my wit's end here. I'm at my wit's end with teams not winning a title.
Well, how do you feel?
I know.
How do you think I feel?
I
saw your tweet yesterday about you're getting tired of hearing the stuff of the 70s and 80s, and I hear you, player, but that's just the reality of it. We're long-suffering fans here in the state. We are. But, you know, this roster, just like last year, I don't think it's set. I mean, we're not going to see. If they continue to be in the pennant race, they're going to make some moves. In July, now there's only one trading deadline. They're going to make some moves. So I think, Bart, what you know, you could see another starter in there. You could see another bullpen guy. I mean, they all make moves. I think the Brewers will make a move somewhere down the line here, a couple of them. And, you know, they'll pick up some guys to help this team.
I mean, I'm not that convinced that they will, at least not on the pitching side. For 3 years now, we've seen David Stearns just be like, hey, no, I trust my pitching. I'll go at hitting.
No, he went and got.
I'll add a reliever.
He got a reliever last year. He got Gio Gonzalez in the starting rotation.
Yeah, but Gio was like.
Well, I mean, he still got guys. He got him from Washington, man. And Gio was good for these guys.
Who's the reliever? He got Cedeño.
He got Cedeño. He got Soria. All right, both were, you know, contributors on that team. You know, they did it. Both guys were contributors to the team. But I mean, that's you're not going to get Mariano Rivera at this point. So I thought they...
Well, you could have got Craig Kimbrell.
You sound upset today that the fact that these guys, I mean, you got to get over that. They're playing well. They're doing well. And if they need anybody else, they'll go out and get it again. That Kimbrell move, you know, we got to move off from that and go with this team and see what other moves. Hey, you know what? They could make another move in July, and you'll be like, wow, man, that was a great move. I mean, Kimbrell's struggling down with Chicago. Man, I think so far I'm delighted with the season, the way they're playing. And the fact, you know, you talk about struggling parts in this team. I mean, look at the first base spot continues to flounder away. Man, that first base spot has been terrible. You know, and you know, they're getting away with that too. You look at the scoreboard, you see Aguilar continuing. You know, I mean, all he does is bounce out to third base. It's a couple of ground balls, the short ones in a while, maybe a lazy fly ball to center. It's just, that's frustrating. That's another frustrating spot too, a big production spot that they continue to struggle at.
I think what I'm trying to say, and I don't know if I'm as pointed as I could be, it's, you know, just after 6 on a Monday morning, forgive me. I think the Brewers are being rewarded for bad behavior. I think they're not going out and get guys that I think they need to get, and then when they don't do it, they still win. So it's like, see, our way's fine. But I don't think their way's fine. I still think they're going to need a reliever and a closer or a starter. And yes, there is still the trade mm-hmm. deadline. I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand there's a trade deadline. But you can't, I mean, Craig Kimbrell.
Bart, you got to move on from that.
Dallas Keuchel. These guys are just sitting there.
You got it.
They are just sitting there.
But you know, 28 other teams bypassed on them too. You know, I think they're doing well. They continue to win. And yeah, I think if the trading deadline comes, they don't move or get another guy or two like that. And if we find out the starting pitching, the bullpen failed them. I mean, Jeffers continues to produce out of the bullpen. He was pretty good again yesterday. And then Hader closed up. Man, I just I think they're sailing along just fine. Yeah. And can they get better? Well, you know, time will tell on that. But I think the Kimbrell thing, you got to move by. He's not coming to the Brewers back anytime soon. They're not rescinding that trade or that signing. And the way they're playing right now, play really good baseball. Homestand started off a little shaky, but they've bounced back and they won 4 in a row.
Dog, I don't know if we're gonna jive today, man. You're telling me get over it and we'll see. I mean, Craig Kimbrell. Okay.
I don't know if I've ever seen anybody so upset after a 3-game sweep of in this town.
That's why I'm upset. Because they're being rewarded for bad behavior.
What?
They're not getting pitching for 3 years.
That's insane.
Oh no, we got Adrian Hauser. He'll figure it out. And then he does.
That's insane. All right. You said Doug's on hold here?
What?
You said Doug. You called me Doug.
I called you Dog.
Oh, Dog. I thought you called me Doug.
No, just even half listen to me.
Oh, I am listening to you. And it's insanity. I am half listening to you. I thought you were going to a call and I thought you said Doug.
Can you full listen to it? Can you just give me 80%?
I'm listening to you. Trust me, I'm listening to you and I'm losing my mind because I can't believe I didn't expect you to be upset today.
Well, what am I supposed to say? Oh, 3-game sweep, everybody. We don't need anything. Brewers are great just the way they are.
Oh, Bart.
I'm not conforming with the rest of you robots in this town who are satisfied about being tied in first place.
Oh, man.
I want to win a championship.
Oh, so do I. Trust me. More than anything in life.
No, really, I haven't been in a good mood since Friday night.
I think this whole Golden State thing is...
it is.
You know,
I'm a mess.
You're losing money.
It's not the Golden
State
thing.
Your mind.
It's the Raptors.
Not a combination of both?
I'm telling you, man, it is all the Raptors.
Well, hey, KD's on the way to save the day for you.
Yeah, we'll see about that. It's Chuck and Winkler. We'll hear from Doug, Dog, whoever.
Dog.
799-1250.
You call me Dog?
Yeah, player. Okay. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
You know, I didn't know that I actually won somebody a car until afterwards, and obviously it was again, it's a pretty cool feeling, and you know, especially for someone to leave the stadium, you know, came to a ball game, leaving with a car is pretty cool.
That's Mike Moustakas, highlight courtesy Fox Sports Wisconsin. So home run number 20, and the first time in the 6 years of the Toyota RAV4 giveaway, somebody hit it. Allegedly, it was the first time. I still contend that Zeus hit it last year, and they covered it up.
It was a one bouncer, though. Zeus did hit it, but it bounced, boom, boom.
And that's not what I saw in the video.
Oh, no.
That's what the Brewers PR machine wants you to think.
No, I think it was a one bouncer.
Well, there's no doubt about the Moustakas one.
Yeah, oh, my God. That was, you know, that was gone from the moment he hit it. And, wow, he turned that game around. They won it. And I thought, man, when in the seventh inning, Bart, they blew an opportunity there because they had bases loaded, one out, Yelich at the plate. You're thinking, bases loaded, one out, the MVP. They're going to get a run in here. And the first pitch, he skies one that nearly takes the paint off the top of the dome there at Miller Park. And then Braun grounds out to end the inning, but and then setting up Moustakas there in the eighth inning.
So the Brewers win 5-2. Again, they've now won six of their last eight. They're 10 over .500. They're in a tie with the Cubs in the NL Central for first place as the Cubs beat the Cardinals again last night. Home team continues to win in that series, whoever plays between the Cubs and Cardinals. So they're in first place. And I started the show upset because I think they're being rewarded for bad behavior is what I said.
Well,
I think that they didn't go out and make a bunch of moves. We got all mad at them about Hira and Shaw, and then they don't get a couple of the free agent pitchers that we've been talking about for months, and then what do? They just rattle off a bunch of wins. John tweets in and said, Bart, I agree with that, and I feel the pain. The Bucks should be playing for the NBA championship tonight, and the Brewers are doing just enough to stick around. We need more game changers sooner rather than later. Brian tweets in and said, in all fairness to Chuck, I thought Bart called Chuck Doug before as well and didn't say dog.
Yeah, I was like...
Hashtag be happy, hashtag sweet.
Because you said Doug, it's going to be a long... And I thought... I thought it was a somebody who had tweeted in, who was calling in, that
you were going
back and forth with.
No.
Because I'm not looking at the call screen.
It's
I'm looking at
Twitter.
Just
me and you,
Boo.
Oh. Boo
is like... Now, that's a romantic relationship, a boy and girl, isn't it? Like a boy calls a girl his boo?
I mean, anyone can call anyone a boo if they care about him enough.
Well, maybe I lost my lingo there somewhere. he can't be upset by the bad behavior. I think that's absurd. Bad behavior. Hell. And now, if they were struggling and going into tech, God, how would you be today if they would have lost 2 of 3? You'd be beside yourself.
No, I'd be happy. I'd be like, see, they need to get better pieces.
I think you'd be happy if Golden State was up 3-1.
Yeah, that's it.
You might have changed your mood around.
Todd tweets in, Bart crying this morning on Chuck and Winkler. Why do I continue punishing myself listening to him? Because I'm right, and your other options ain't that great. John's in Franklin. What's up, John?
We're the lesser of all the evils.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, John. Hey, John.
Boys.
What's
Boys.
Up, Doug?
Hey,
what a weekend! What a weekend at Miller Park.
Oh man,
Yelich doing what Yelich does. Moose doing moose-like things, bouncing balls off cars. Are you kidding me? I was so thrilled when he came back. And yeah, and the reason I'm not a major league manager is because I'd sign the guy to a 3-year deal today.
Who, Moosey?
If I could.
Moose?
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, I told you, man, I love that. As soon as they got him, I was like, I don't get why he has to sign these 1-year contracts all the time, John.
Well, you know, I had a little bit of a tantrum Friday because lamenting the early, the spring training and the things that went on with the team, you know, the moves that were made and the ones that weren't made. But you got to tip the cap. I mean, the team looks so good. And, you know, I know it's the Pirates, but this is a team we had trouble with last year. You know, what did we lose, 7-12 to these guys last year? That's not going to happen this year. So there is improvement. I know we're a couple wins behind the pace last year, but you got to remember after the All-Star break, this team did kind of the .500 thing that we did for the last, like, month and a half. So I don't know. I kind of don't know how they're doing it, but you know, there's, I guess there's enough pieces to work with. Council stitching this thing together like a well-made quilt. And I gotta believe finally this, maybe this, the moves that are going to be made, in season this year are going to, you know, maybe we're going to get, bring a starting pitcher in here and now we can take an arm from the starting rotation, stick that in the bullpen again. And I, you know, it's going to be tough. I mean, this, I think it's going to come down to all three of these teams. I don't think the Cardinals are out of this by any means. There's too much talent down there, but, you know, we're right in the thick of it and we're battling, man.
And look at this too. Okay. Brewers are 10 games over the 500 mark. And you might say, you know, how are the Brewers doing this? But look at the rest of baseball. I mean, who really is good? I mean, look at the National League, guys. I mean, the National League, other than a handful of teams, who really wows you? I mean, in this division, you got the Cubs and the Brewers. The Dodgers are playing well. The Phillies. Okay. Other than that, man, look around. There ain't nobody any good in baseball.
Yeah, the NL East is like the worst division in baseball, well, outside of the AL. I think the AL West is pretty bad.
But look at the National League West part. You got the Dodgers at 45-21. Okay, they're 24 over.
Dodgers are good. So there's one good team.
Yeah, absolutely. And championship caliber. And then Colorado's the second place team at 33-31, 11 games out. I mean, that division race is over. It basically is over. And Colorado, you know, they wouldn't be in the wild card race right now. They'd be a distance behind that too, I would think, at 2 games over. So that division is terrible. And the American League, God, look at all these bad teams. Just look at all these bad teams in the American League, man. There's just a handful of teams that are really, really good.
I'd say there's 5 good teams in the AL. The Astros, who the Brewers will see Tuesday and Wednesday. The Twins, who have been just incredible this year, hitting home runs. Brewers split with them earlier. The Rays, who still don't get enough credit. The Yankees, who are actually doing a very good job because they've been decimated with injuries. And I'll still throw the Red Sox in there. They're only 2 games above 500. They started slow.
Mm-hmm.
World Series hangover.
Yeah,
but I'll throw them in.
Yeah.
So 5 good teams in the AL.
Yeah.
In the NL, I'd put the Phillies, Braves, Cubs, Brewers, Dodgers. So there's 10 good teams in all of baseball.
How about that?
And the Brewers have one of them.
I mean, 10 teams where you're really, like, you think and you say, wow, that's a good team. The rest of these teams, and I think that's where the Brewers are at right now, where, you know, the rest of these teams are so bad, and the Brewers can feast on a team like the Pirates and Cincinnati. You know, Cincinnati was supposed to be good this year. They went and made all those moves in the offseason, but they're still terrible. They're still, you know, San Diego goes out and signs a few guys. They're not very good either. So, a lot of bad teams, good summer ahead of us, and the Brewers started like an 8-game road trip now, tomorrow in Atlanta.
They go Houston,
San Francisco.
San Fran. Then I don't know after that.
Yeah, I think they don't come home again until a week from Thursday.
You know, for how much I hear about the Mets, for them to only be 1 game under 500, God, I hear like every time I turn on the TV or open up the internet, it's Mets, terrible. Yeah. Mickey Callaway needs to be fired.
Yeah.
They're a game under 500.
Yeah.
For how much I hear about them, it's absurd. All right, so a little, I guess, upset to start the show, even though the Brewers had a really good weekend.
Have I talked you off the ledge at all on that? No?
Well,
I don't think I can. I don't think anybody can.
I want them to go out and make the moves that I think they need to make to win a championship instead of relying on hoping that the guys that they have work out. I still think there needs to be more moves to be made.
Does it go back to maybe they should have did a better job in the offseason putting together some of these guys? I mean, it's tough to make moves in season.
Yeah, but not when you have 2 free agents sitting there. And I think that people, when you say, oh, well, we'll get somebody at the trade deadline, prospects cost more than money.
Here's what I think. You should be more upset that Travis Shaw's not playing better, that Aguilar is not playing better. How about, I mean, that's where the anger should go. How these guys who had real good years last year are just floundering away. Their right-handed bat off the bench yesterday was Manny Pena, who homered Saturday, but he was hit like 145. And it's like, man, this is who's coming off the bench, Manny Pena, to pinch hit. So I think this current team some of these guys need to be playing better. That's where your anger, you know, should come. That Travis Shaw and Aguilar, two heart of the order guys, are just terrible this year.
This is from, I think, a guy named Doug. He says, Brewers need time, not another arm now. They've got Davies, Woodruff, Chacin, Peralta, Nelson, Burns. Throwing Anderson, maybe Guerra. You've got Freddie, Jimmy, and Burns. You need time to sort it out. Get two of those three right, and suddenly we're stacked.
Well,
maybe add an arm at the deadline.
I know Anderson pitched well yesterday after giving up that two-run homer in the second inning. I just, when that guy goes out, I'm literally like watching. Well, I was at the game yesterday, but looking over the coffee table because I'm just afraid when that guy's pitching, that balls are going to get tattooed all over the place. I don't care. You know, he pitched well yesterday. I have no confidence when Anderson's on the hill. None.
I'll give him credit. He gave up the second inning home run, yeah. And you thought, okay, this one's going to be over. And then he bounced back and had six nice innings. I mean, he's given up runs, you know, home runs when he's out there.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean,
he's been pitching okay.
I just expect more of those performances like Tuesday when he gave up the three home runs and the 16-0 loss. And, you know, I mean, Bell came up yesterday in a big spot early on, I think in the third inning or fourth inning against Anderson and struck out. I just think that, man, Anderson, I don't want that guy going out there in big games.
He's pitching about as well as you can to just hang on to your job in the starting rotation.
Because there's nobody else.
Yeah, I mean, six innings, two yesterday, four innings, four in the 16-0 game. The game that we all thought he pitched well, it was actually five innings, two earned runs. I mean, it's not, he's not getting through more than five innings.
They got nobody to turn to. I mean, that's why.
But he's also pitching just well enough to not have to go bullpen.
He pitched better yesterday than he did. Well, I mean, after he gave up the three home runs on Tuesday, I think it was the home run yesterday, the two-run shot. It's like, oh, man, come on, man. I like to see these guys sweep the Pirates. And eventually, you know, Anderson held them in there. The bullpen did a nice job, and you know, Brewer bats had just enough offense to get by.
All right, so the question that comes up is, all right, Bart, you don't think that the team is good enough? You want to add somebody? There's guys that you wanted to add. They've been put on new teams. So who out there do you want to add? Well, there's one guy, but with his behavior yesterday, I don't know if I do want a guy like that on my team. We'll take a look at what happened in San Francisco and then take a look also across the bay at what is going down in Oakland. Lots to cover coming up. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And Muncy hammers one to right field. This ball headed over the landing and into McCovey Cove for a home run. Max Muncy with his 13th home run of the season.
You know, I hit the ball and then he yelled at me. He said, "Don't watch the ball, you run." And I just responded back, "You know, if you don't want me to watch the ball, you can go get it out of the ocean."
Max Muncy of the Dodgers suggesting that Madison Bumgarner go for a swim. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. First of all, good for Max Muncy. Second of all, Madison Bumgarner was upset because Max Muncy hit a home run and then took like three walking steps before he jogged around the bases. And that's, you know, terrible.
Well, here's what I don't get the double standard on this part. Okay, God forbid a guy does a bat flip or he hesitates while he's watching his home run ball. But a pitcher could come off the mound and pump fist and, you know, just shout and all that. Coming off the mound.
Like Albers a couple nights ago in the extra inning game.
How is a pitcher allowed to do that? But a hitter, if he watches the home run silently, okay, and he's not even making any vocal statements or anything, that's a wrong thing to do. What am I missing on this?
I think because of just the nature of the guy still being out there. Like when you get struck out, you walk back to the dugout. When you have a home run off of you and then the guy trots, you're still out there. You're in the thick of it.
But sometimes you're at the plate still, and you're strike three, and you're looking back, and right away that guy's giving a fist pump. Like CeCe used to do this. I mean, CeCe was our guy, but still. But if someone did that to CeCe and watched the 400-foot home run go by as he's running down the first baseline, you know, CeCe would throw one in his ear next time.
I mean, I'm not defending Madison Bumgarner in any way. I think baseball needs more Max Muncys.
Well, I don't get it.
I think the stuff that he is doing and Tim Anderson and, you know, even Ryan Braun had a pretty aggressive bat flip the other night where he trotted down halfway to first base before he chucked that thing. I think that baseball need you worked so hard to get to this point. I mean, think of these guys that got drafted last week, and so many of those names will never see the big leagues.
Yeah.
And think of all the nights that your parents, you know, take you to practice, and then you have to go to these academies and all the stuff you miss out on in high school or college because you're playing sports. And then you get to the big league level, and you can hit home runs, and then you can hit them off a guy like Madison Bumgarner. Yeah, dude, I think it's okay to celebrate. Baseball's like the one sport where you still get scolded for celebrating.
Yeah, how come in football you're allowed to do an end zone exam, but when an exam? Well, I suppose you could do an end zone exam too. An end zone dance and a big celebration. Yeah, you don't see defensive players coming out there and a big fight breaking out in the end zone. It happens, man. Or a guy, you know, LeBron's driving down the lane, he dunks on somebody, he's fist pumping, or he's doing the chest pump.
Yeah, these guys, they're playing games.
So
these are games.
The only thing you
don't bring out emotion.
So the only time you can't celebrate in sports is when you hit a home run ball.
Well, no, I don't get that. No, it depends who you ask. I mean, when you brought up end zone celebrations, there's a lot of people that have called in to this station and said, act like you've been there before. You know, just because Barry Sanders used to give the ball to the referee all the time, which in a way is also showboating.
Yeah. Emmett Smith.
Yeah. I'm too good to, you know, that's also showboating, by the way. And I don't like hearing act like you've been there before from people that have never done it. I mean, how would I be able to justify saying for people that score, hit a home run, act like you've been there before when I've never done that in the big leagues? And yet every chance I get, I mean, we play Papa Shot in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
I win a game of Papa Shot and I'm running up and down the halls because winning is exciting. It's fun.
Well, I'm going to relate this to your sport here, soccer. When a guy scores a goal in soccer, he's running all over the field.
Yeah.
Great. That's
it. You know how hard it is to score a goal?
That's why I don't like it, you know, because teams win 1-0. But, you know, I just think that the celebration, that's part of the entertainment. And ultimately, we want to watch these guys to be entertained a little bit, don't we? Yeah, so if a guy, like when Braun, when Braun hits a home run, he looks into the dugout. You know how that, I mean, I could see where that could irritate another team. I get that. But then again, if a pitcher's allowed to celebrate, and that's Brawny's way of celebrating, what's the big deal?
So for a guy like Madison Bumgarner, and this is why I bring this up, he is a trade target this year, right? He has put a bunch of teams on his no-trade list. The Brewers are on there, but what that basically is doing is making the Brewers like really accelerate their offer, and then Bumgarner gets talked out of it, and then he could still get traded to Milwaukee. Or any one of these teams that is on his no-trade list. The Dodgers actually are not, but, geez, I don't think he's too friendly with the Dodgers after what happened there. Do you want a guy like that on your team? Is it so obnoxious what Madison Bumgarner did yesterday that you don't want a guy like that on your team?
Explain to me, I mean, fully what he did. He got
just
upset.
Madison Bumgarner got upset, screamed at Max Muncy as he ran the bases and continued
did
to
scream
jaw
at him in his face?
Well, as Muncy's running the bases, Bumgarner's yelling at him.
Yeah.
And then he did it down the first baseline, and then he did it down the third
baseline. But I think a lot of those pitchers are just sensitive that way. I mean, he's not the only one. A lot of guys like that. So, yeah, you know, it's kind of a diva position, that pitcher spot.
I tweeted yesterday that baseball needs more Max Muncys, and our friend Paul Imig, who'll be on the Bill Michaels show today, quote tweeted that and said, and fewer Madison Bumgarners, as he reminds me again why any mention of the Brewers trading for him makes me cringe.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's some people that you don't want a guy like that at all on your team.
But the Brewers probably have guys like that too. We just haven't seen it. You know, they'll get upset if another somebody else hits a home run off of them. So, I don't know. Bart, I mean, that's fine. I mean, I'd take Bumgarner on the Brewers. But, I mean, if you're going to start eliminating divas like that, hell, you're not going to have anybody in your roster.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that it's kind of douchey what he's up to. And he's done this a lot. Madison Bumgarner, this is not just, hey, Max Muncy had a home run off him. Madison Bumgarner got mad. This is not just a one-time thing. He always does this.
Yeah.
And so it would be annoying to see a guy I root for, you know, screaming at the other guy. Like if Chase, when he gave up that home run yesterday, If he's screaming at Kung running the bases, that's annoying.
Well, I was screaming at Chase for. I was like, don't do this again.
Yeah, these guys should be screaming at themselves.
Not another 3-home run game. We don't need this. Right. Trying to sweep the Pirates here.
Yeah, they should be screaming at themselves.
But I'm not going to hold that against Madison Bumgarner, just like I'm not going to hold that against Muncy for celebrating a guy hitting a home run.
Ultimately, I want guys that can make this team win a championship. I'm so starved for one that I will, even if there's parts of their personality that I cannot get behind, I will sacrifice that if it helps me win a championship. I was talking earlier with you about how, hey, it's great that the Brewers swept, and I was almost like mad to catch you guys up because it's just proving that, and what I said was bad behavior got rewarded. All last week, we're mad at the Brewers, right? All of us. They didn't get Kimbrel. They didn't get Keuchel. They send down Keston Hira. I mean, that's sending down a Keston Hira. That made people very upset. And what do the Brewers do? They go rattle off a bunch of victories. So it's like, despite all of our cries and our feelings and emotions, it doesn't matter because the Brewers go out there and win with the guys that we have. So I said I would still like them to sign or trade for or somehow acquire more talent, and I think they got rewarded for not doing that. Vedran tweets in, says, look, I agree that the Brewers need to add probably a closer or starting pitcher, but stop raining on the parade that was this weekend. You're like the guy that gets free Packer tickets front row at the 50 and has the audacity to ask Aaron Rodgers for his helmet after the game.
Yeah, no, I mean, this was a
414-799-1250.
This was a good weekend. I don't have anything to complain about it, but the Brewers, except, some of those guys still are struggling offensively, this current team. Anderson pitched well. Bullpen did the job. Moose and Yelich are just carrying these guys offensively. I mean, Moose got 20. Yelich has got 24. Just, those two guys are the co-MVPs of this team. Yelich is the MVP of the league, I think, right now. I really think. And, Moustakas has had 20 home runs, and we're June 10th. Hell, man, he's on his way. He's on his way to a monster year. So, as is Yelich. But, we'll find out here in the next month, Bart, at the Brewers. We got a whole month of trade deadline talk to get to, and there's going to be guys who are going to be expendable, and some of these teams are going to fall off the wayside and be trading some of their guys. So, I think there's going to be some names that are merging here that we might be interested in.
Well, and you bring up, like, Sean Aguilar, and these are guys that need to get it going at the plate. But what the Brewers are doing is giving these guys more time than maybe other teams would in this position, where you're contending for a division title. You're giving Travis Shaw all this time. You're giving Jesus Aguilar all this time. Now, we know Shaw's been good as a Brewer historically, more often than not. We know that Aguilar was an all-star last year. But Aguilar's hitting, under 200, as is Travis Shaw. And at some point, you're going to need to make a decision on these guys. And I think the Brewers' decision is to not make a decision. And they say, well, let's just stick with it. And eventually, what's probably going to happen is that they will be rewarded for their patience, and these guys will turn it around, because that's what seems to happen.
If that happens, I'm telling you, I don't know. I'm beginning to doubt Aguilar. I am. I'm seeing him and his approaches at the plate, and it just, I don't know. It just seems like a different guy from last year. Just a different guy. I mean, there's no power out of him. There's no drive in the ball. Sure, he had a fly out the center field yesterday and a sharp grounder to short. But other than that, I just feel like Aguilar, I don't know, man. Is that just the one-year wonder that we got from him last year?
But that's sort of the thing that I'm saying about the Brewers, is that they don't make decisions until they have to, and they hope that these guys will turn it around. Like, they're hoping that instead of going to get a reliever, they're hoping Adrian Hauser can be this thing.
Well,
I think that the Brewers a lot of times depend on hope, and it works out for – it's been working out for them, and at some point it's going to stop working out for them.
But that – I think that's – what baseball is. I think teams go with their guys through the first half of the season, and then once they realize they're in the pennant race and they got something here, then you look at, I mean, look at the Brewers at the end of last year and look at the way they were in June. That's kind of a different team. some of the makeup of the team. You know, they add Moustakas. They add some different guys in their bullpen. They add Gio Gonzalez pitching in big games. You know, they got guys getting big outs for them. So I think they just, the team as they go, they kind of reform themselves and bolster themselves through trades and pickups. So I think you'll see the same thing, you know, with the Brewers right now. I think the Brewer front office, they're not dummies. I think they look at it and they realize they're in a pennant race, but them, just like a lot of other teams, okay, are looking at it and they're saying, well, you know, we're going to see what's on the trading deadline here. If we like something, we'll go out and get them.
I don't know. I feel like I don't feel like I've made my point clear enough today. Tell me back what my point is. Tell me back what I'm trying to say.
Your point is, you don't think you made your point clear to me or to fans?
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of people yelling at me in their cars today.
Okay, I think number one, since they've won three in a row.
And you can always yell 414-799-1250. You can tweet us
the best way to yell.
7FM The Fan.
The best way to yell. So I would say, you know, you're not happy because the team has won. You know, the team has won three in a row. You should be in a better mood than this, but you're still stuck on the Kimbrel thing. And you think that this team isn't good enough, I believe, to win the division the way they are. But, you know, we looked at so many that we broke it down. There's so many bad teams in baseball. They just might be. But you think that there's an opportunity here to get better. And I think it's so early right now before the trading deadline. If the trading deadline comes and passes and they don't get any better and they flounder, then yeah, I'd say okay. But I mean, a couple of moves here and there, and we could forget all about that Craig Kimbrel's with the Cubs.
Rob tweets in at McBreezy's World. Agreed, we need pitching, but Stearns is aware. Last two deadlines, he's added at least one arm. Swarzak in 17 had a 2.2 ERA. Soria in 18 had a 2.5 ERA. Lots of bad teams means there will be plenty of sellers. I'd like to see Marcus Stroman come over here. A bit of an overreaction from you, Bart, on Craig Kimbrel. Overpaid. I was reading about Kimbrel. It sounds like the Cubs thing was going to be destiny for a while. The Cubs just needed to find some money to do that, and thanks to Ben Zobrist's divorce, they were able to. David Ross, who is now with ESPN.
Postseason hero?
Yeah, did a lot of recruiting on Craig Kimbrel because he's played with him in a couple of stops. So he did a lot of recruiting on Craig Kimbrel to tell him how great the Cubs organization is, how they put family ahead of baseball, and Kimbrel was all about it.
That's fine. You know, until you brought up Kimbrel today, I'll be honest, Kimbrel didn't even cross my mind over the weekend. I see the Cubs continue to win, the Brewers continue to win, but I mean, that Kimbrel thing, I've moved beyond that. And I wasn't really, you were upset about it on Thursday, you know, before I had my my day off, my load management day on Friday.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Well, we need load, I mean, we got to be rested for football season.
I would be load management, there's a few more of those, my Kawhi Leonard days. So, yeah, I wasn't that upset about it on Thursday.
I mean, last week I complained about Hira. I complained about Keuchel.
Mm-hmm.
I complained about Kimbrel.
Yeah.
And then the Brewers go win four in a row.
Yeah, I'm still. And I saw when the Braves signed Keuchel. I was, when did it happen? Friday afternoon?
Thursday night.
Thursday night. Yeah, I'm like, oh boy. Friday morning, Bart's going to be in an ornery mood because Keuchel just signed with another contender.
Yeah, I want my teams to get better. Why is that?
So did that happen Friday?
We weren't as upset.
Okay.
I just want my teams to get better.
Well, we all do.
Steve's in a white van, and he wants to talk. What's up, Steve?
Which is a couple of days from the 35th anniversary of OJ.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a Bronco.
Still white,
no,
though.
No, 25. 25 years.
Oh, 25 years. You're right, 25 years.
Yeah.
35 years ago, I was in high school.
Scared the hell out of me.
Okay, yeah.
35 years ago, I was 2 weeks old.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I just want to suggest, how about the Brewers send down Aguilar and put Moustakas at first base?
Well, the problem with the Brewers is Aguilar doesn't have any options, so they can't send him down without him clearing waivers, et cetera, et cetera. So they're trying to keep him on this roster for as long as possible.
And I don't think they're going to have Moustakas. Yet another position change.
Now, they could put Shaw over there.
That's the point.
That's been a suggestion.
I think that's a possibility.
They could do that.
I think that's maybe a possibility. But, I mean, Shaw's got to hit better than he is, and I wish they'd move Braun maybe to first base and then go out and get themselves another outfielder.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. One thing we'll be asking you guys today, of this current roster, I obviously want more pitching. What needs to be dressed the most? What needs to be addressed the most on this current roster for the Milwaukee Brewers? You can use Facebook, Twitter, get in on that. 414-799-1250 is the Brewers.
Base.
As the Brewers sweep the Pirates.
First base, man. Let's get this first base spot figured out.
Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.